Good afternoon, Mr. Danny West.
Afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. Danny West of hogsports.com joining us. And Danny, obviously a lot, I wouldn't say a lot, but there are some official visitors coming to campus for the Southern Miss game this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, you got a pretty good group so far. I think this list may continue to grow. There's a couple of names still kind of being ironed out. But the ones we know for sure, Kaliah Hackett is an Arkansas linebacker commit out of Douglasville, Georgia. Pretty much committed sight unseen this past summer. He's never been here, so this will be his first trip. I think it tells you a lot about what the staff must think of this guy, because normally they want the kid to visit first before they take a commitment. So they must like him a lot to go ahead and take his commitment this summer. This will be his first trip. And then Johnny Dixon and Sean Boone from Palm Beach, Florida, Dwyer, a pair of teammates down there. Four-star Johnny Dixon's got offers from everybody. Wide receiver, big-time kid that Arkansas really wants. And Sean Boone's got a pretty impressive offer list as well. Arkansas is on that list. These two kids were supposed to come up this summer on an unofficial. Of course, that's a pretty hard trip for a couple of kids from Florida to make on their own dime. So it's good that Arkansas will get them up here this weekend. And then you've got Tyreek Hill. He's a big-time four-star athlete, junior college athlete. You go to YouTube and type in Tyreek Hill and just watch this kid run. Unbelievable track speed, kind of a utility guy. They like him as an athlete, not so much as a running back, but a guy who can return kicks, punts, and, you know, line him up in the slot, just get the ball to him and tell him which way to run. So pretty good group of official visitors, as well as you're going to have some unofficial guys, maybe not as many this week because of the early kickoff, but it's going to end up being a pretty good group.
And, Danny, I saw in your email that you're talking about the amount of mail, and we remember the story. Was it a Kentucky recruit got 117 letters or something in one day? Now, are we getting to that extreme as well?
You're getting close. I'll tell you, Jamario Bell really got it kicked off on Monday. He tweeted that he received 37 letters from Arkansas. Of course, Jamario is already committed. And then on Tuesday, Will Gregg posted that he had received 83 letters from Arkansas. Said the mailman couldn't even fit it all in his mailbox. Had to bring it up to his front doorstep.
How would you like to be that mailman?
Absolutely. How would you like to pay for all that postage?
Well, that's part of the recruiting budget, though.
Yes, so. And then, of course, yesterday, KJ Hill followed up saying he received 39 football letters from Arkansas on Wednesday, as well as two letters from Mike Anderson and the basketball team. So a lot of mail going out right now. They're really hammering down on some of this, some of these 2015 guys. Of course, they've already got 16 committed for the current class, so they're kind of looking ahead a little bit, kind of getting ahead of themselves, and I think that's a good thing. I think you're always looking for the next group, and they're certainly doing that.
How do you come up with different letters, though? You know, I mean, they can't be the same letter, huh? I mean, it has to be different. So, and are they hand signed? You know, is the secretary got the signature on the stamp pad? Or are they hand signed? You know, signing all those letters?
Yeah, they're all handwritten. I guess maybe during all those slow days during the summer, I guess maybe the staff just sits down and does nothing but writes letters. But, man, that's got to be a hand cramp to write 83 of them. Not sure what they say in those letters, but, boy. And I think it can only be a certain size according to NCAA rules, like a 5x7 card or whatever.
I got you, yeah.
But, man, you talk about a lot of writing. That's too much for me.
Writer's cramp is what I would get. Danny, yep. Let's talk about KJ Hill, though, for a second. Wide receiver, North Little Rock, transferred from Bryant, where he had played previous. They had a nice win over Lake Hamilton last Friday night. Tomorrow they take on South Panola out of Batesville, Mississippi. It's going to be our high school football game of the week, driven by Fletcher Kia. And they're stepping up in competition. And if KJ Hill can perform and Juwan Day can perform tomorrow night like they did last Friday night, that's got to bode well for what Arkansas might get in the future.
Yeah, I would think so. I'll tell you this, pretty neat story on how they offered KJ. I'll start with that. is right before kickoff. You know, Little Rock, of course, is an off-campus stadium, so the rules kind of change a little bit where you can offer a kid there. So Bielema, right before kickoff, walks up to KJ and says, hey, we need playmakers today, and we need playmakers for the future. We saw what you did last night in your high school game. That's why we want to offer you a scholarship. I thought that was pretty cool. I can't think of many kids that can say they've received an offer in front of, you know, 47,000 people. So KJ said he was speechless, said it was a dream come true for him. You know, I think he's going to be a guy that picks up a lot of offers. He's already got one from Auburn. That list is going to continue to grow, I'm sure. But in the end, I think KJ is probably going to end up a Razorback. You know, he's an Arkansas kid. I know how bad he wanted this offer, so I couldn't tell you when that might happen, but I do think he will end up choosing Arkansas at some point.
And Danny, speaking of Auburn and Gus Malzahn's ties to Arkansas and some of our recruits, it seems over the past couple of years have went to Auburn and used to it seemed like they would go to Tennessee. You know, we lost Tenpenny to Bama, but I remember Cedric Houston going to Tennessee. When you look at this recruiting class, do you see Gus Malzahn and those Auburn Tigers having a chance to get some of Arkansas's top recruits?
I do not. I mean, I'm trying to think of who they might even be looking at. Juwan Day is one that, you know, they've kind of expressed quite a bit of interest in, but Juwan Day is 101% Razorback. He's not going anywhere. I mean, you look across at Arkansas and Auburn right now, you compare the two, and one can make a strong argument that Arkansas is going to be back before Auburn. I mean, you could say they're pretty much even, but they're pretty much starting from the same starting point, too. And I think Brett Bielema, he has more accolades. He's going to be able to pull in some big-time linemen to block for some of these skill guys. For me personally, I think Arkansas is probably in a little bit better shape, and I think kids would probably see it the same way. Take nothing away from Gus and what he's doing down there, but I don't see him coming into Arkansas and you know, taking what he wants.
Danny, we've got some questions on our Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. If you've got a question for Danny, you can send it to us that way, or you can give us a call, 1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. Will and Conway ask, any updates on Torrey Miller?
Nothing new there. You know, Arkansas staying on him, I think, a little bit. I don't see Torrey as a top target right now. In fact, Clint McDaniel put out a tweet probably 3 or 4 weeks ago saying things have pretty much cooled down. Doesn't look like he's a top target for Arkansas right now, but other than that, it's hard to say that they're probably going to get back on him. I don't think they will, but nothing new there right now.
Jim in North Little Rock, can you confirm the visitors list for this weekend? I think you kind of went over that at the beginning, but I guess for Jim, can you cover that again?
Yeah, Kaliah Hackett, and I see what he's getting at. I think there's a couple of guys out there, a few names have floated around, but quite honestly, guys, I haven't been given a green light on some of these kids, so until I am, you know, from the kid, I'm not going to put the kid's name out there. They request sometimes that, you know, that they're not listed. They may not want to hurt their current commitment or current schools that's looking at them, so I'm not in the business of, you know, trying to mess them up in any way. But Kaliah Hackett, Tyreek Hill, Johnny Dixon, and Sean Boone that's pretty much the group you're looking at right now. But as I said, don't be surprised to see this list grow a little bit.
And Danny, obviously with the commitments that Arkansas has for this next signing class, how selective can they be now as to who they offer or who they accept a commitment from?
Well, I think they can be very selective in terms of who they accept a commitment from. I mean, you're talking 8, 9, 10 spots maybe right now. So they're going to really go after the guys that's, you know, at the top of their board. Now, the question is, can they get those guys? Because I've seen, you know, some of these kind of guys like a Solomon Thomas or a, you know, Frank Ragnow, they've got offers from, you know, Alabama, Florida State, these type of schools. So you're basically in a battle with the best of the best right now to fill those final spots. You know, if you strike out on some of them toward January or whatever the case may be, and then you might see them go on down the list to that next guy. But right now, they feel good about a lot of top targets, and they're definitely going to make sure that they can't get those before they move on down the list. That's how I would say they're being selective right now.
And like you said, also with the kid getting offered last week in Little Rock. Now, can they offer when they're up at Fayetteville? Is that
not on campus?
I didn't. Okay, that's what I thought, because he could, because it was at Little Rock, right?
Yeah, right. It's a neutral. I say it's a home game, but it's a neutral site. So the NCAA rule says that you cannot offer a kid while he's on your campus. So literally, he could walk over to Chick-fil-A there on MLK and call the coach and get an offer. I think it's the most ridiculous rule, or one of the most ridiculous rules that the NCAA has, because they have quite a few. But I think it's pretty ridiculous, but that's something else they have to deal with.
Well, but hey, there's a reason to keep games in Little Rock, because they can offer a kid at War Memorial Stadium right before kickoff.
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is getting some official visitors down there.
No, I totally understand. But if you've got a kid that is from Little Rock, this Central Arkansas area, that you want to be a Razorback like a KJ Hill, why not?
Hey, that's absolutely perfect. I think you bring up a good point there.
Let's go to Tom in Russellville. Tom, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Yes, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Great. Listen, I just was wondering, I know we have a couple of seniors in Russellville, one wide receiver and one tight end type guy, and I was just wondering if Mr. West have heard anything about who's looking at them, Jalen Curtis and Mr. Drew Smith, and they have some other juniors that are pretty talented. So I'm just trying to get a heads up on if he's hearing anything out of Russellville yet.
Yeah, I haven't talked to a good question. I haven't talked to Jalen. I saw him at the game Saturday. I've meant to catch up with Jalen for a few weeks now. I haven't been able to catch him. But Drew Smith, I know he's got several schools looking at him, probably – you know, not your SEC-type schools, maybe a Memphis, Arkansas State. Same for Jalen. I know he's received mail from some of your Sun Belt Conference schools like that. Both are very good players. I think Arkansas really likes both as prospects, but Drew Smith especially. You know, with his size, the kid's only going to get bigger. He can run. He's a big pass-catching tight end. He's only going to put on more weight and get stronger. I think he might be a guy that you keep looking at throughout his senior season, and maybe he ends up getting a chance. Who knows?
Let's go to Craig in Maumel. Craig, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, thanks. Danny, Eric, a couple of questions. The Rashid, the linebacker, I think he's from Florida. You got any updates on him? And then also the running back from Newton, Texas, I think his name's Shorter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, is he still high on or I know he's committed to Texas, but is he still real high on Texas? And that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah, Sharif Raheed, the linebacker out of Florida, he visited a couple of weeks ago on an official visit up here for the season opener. Loved his visit. Everything went as planned. I think Arkansas is right there at the top of his list. Again, I think Louisville and Arkansas are probably the two teams to look for. Of course, his teammate now is Rashawn Shaw, is already committed to Louisville, so you're kind of dealing with that a little bit. But I did talk to Rashawn's dad last week or 2 weeks ago, and he told me Arkansas had caught up with Louisville in his eyes. So who knows? Rashawn has not visited yet, so it'll be important to get him on campus and kind of let him see the same things that Sharif got to see a couple of weeks ago, but still holding steady right there for right now. Kevin Shorter, he came up here for that season opener. As far as I know, he's probably going to be back several more times, even though he's committed to Texas. His cousin, obviously, DJ Dean, getting a little playing time. So, he grew up with DJ, lived in the same house, very close. They're more like brothers than cousins. So he's going to keep coming back up here and checking DJ out on game days. So I don't think that's over with yet. I know he's committed to Texas. I know he made an early commitment in August, but I just feel like Arkansas is still in the mix there. We'll see how it shakes out, but I wouldn't give up on him yet.
Alan in Little Rock on our Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Hey, guys, in your opinion about the recruiting philosophy of Texas and how if you decommit from them, you are then off their list. Do you see a trend that this practice will stop? Will Arkansas be in line for some of those players currently on the commitment list for Texas?
That's a good question. And I can say this. They definitely need to do something down there. I don't know what they're doing wrong, but They need a quarterback, and they need some defensive players as far as I'm concerned. But I don't think you would ever see Arkansas do that. I don't think they're in that kind of position. But, you know, Texas is Texas. They think they're a little better, you know, in most situations. So maybe they think they can afford to do that. But we've seen how it shakes out for them so far. You know, if they want to keep doing that, then by all means go for it. But Kevin Shorter, you know, I don't think it would have anything to do with him decommitting from Texas. I think he just may end up at Arkansas based on his relationship with the staff and his relationship, of course, with DJ Dean.
And I don't know if it was Manziel, but I heard this, and it might have been it was the Oregon coach when they offered Manziel. And the one thing they want you to do is to be up front and just be honest. Like, who are you looking at? Don't just lead them on and say, no, coach, I'm just going there, then all of a sudden decommit. But apparently Manziel had said, you know, if Texas offers, that's where I'm going to go. But he was committed to Oregon. And I don't know if it's official commit, but he said a soft commitment or whatever. And then when Texas offered, they knew that that's where he would go. And maybe that's what you see some. If kids get offered D1 scholarships, they say yes, and they'll ask them. They'll say, okay, who else are you looking at? You know, who's it between these couple schools? Have they offered yet, you know, this and that?
David in Pottsville asks, anything on Michael Perry at Pottsville, Danny?
Michael Perry, another guy I need to check in with. Haven't talked to him in a few weeks, but Michael Perry's a good athlete. Yeah, of course, Trey, I think you've seen him play basketball. He's also a very good football player. I remember Jeremy Ward's father, Mike. Shout out to Mr. Mike in Pottsville. Good guy. He's the first person that ever told me about Michael Perry. He said, you got to check this kid out. I've seen his film. I've never seen him in person play a football game, but seen him up here at camps and coming to games. Good-looking kid. I will check in with him and hopefully have some recruiting news on him next week.
And Danny, back a couple of players we were talking about ago, you said a player's dad thinks that Arkansas is kind of even now with Louisville. Mm-hmm. I guess the question I want to ask is, how much influence does a mother, does a father have in their son's decision? When you talk to them, how much do they help out? A whole lot? Or will they step back and let the athlete actually make the decision and not try and force them one way or the other?
No, that's a great question. I think it differs from kid to kid. A lot of parents, I remember a few last year in last year's recruiting class, had their hands all over the recruitment of their son. And for me personally, I think sometimes at some point you've got to step back and just let the kid do what he wants to do. You know, that I'm just talking about a few instances there. For the most part, parents are good. I think they realize, hey, my son's going to do whatever it is he wants to do. I remember the kid from Louisiana that picked Alabama, and his mother threw a fit, you know, basically on national television. You get a lot of that sometimes, but I think for the most part, a kid is going to make up his own mind. Sure, if his parents are on board, that's great. But for the most part, a 17, 18-year-old kid going off for his first big-time adventure, I think for the most part, they make up their own mind.
And we had one with Alex Collins. Wasn't there some drama last year with him?
Yeah, quite a bit of drama with him. Danny, also another question for you. Based on what you've seen from this Arkansas team in two games, where do you see them needing immediate needs?
Ooh, great question. That secondary, boy, it sure looks a little sketchy to me at times. I think they could really use a few more corners. They've got three committed already. But safety depth is a big key concern for me right now looking forward. And I think a guy like Corliss Marshall adds some athleticism there. Pelema did say last night that they're going to go ahead and redshirt Corliss. I think that move will ultimately pay off for them. Get some more guys in here that can run and hit like Corliss, and you'll be okay. But I would say the back end of that defense right now is probably the biggest concern.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Looking forward to it.